We lost you there due to some audio difficulties in the end of the first inning. We last heard from you, Andrew Cicciarelli was at the plate. He flied out to left to end the bottom of the first, but with two outs, the Cumberland Clippers put three hits in a row, including a double by the leadoff hitter Tyler Calabro, to bring in three runs to give the Clippers a 3-0 lead after 1.5. And now the Hawks will go back to the bats with Billy Keegan, Elijah Brown, and Jason Como. And O'Neal now has a couple of runs to give him some confidence to go out and pitch. This is a Cumberland team that we knew could hit, but we didn't know what their status or their pitching staff was. With only two developed starting pitchers, with the third pitcher being a reliever converted to a starter. It was going to be interesting to see how they would do. Well, we're going to begin here with Billy Keegan on the mound. At the plate, excuse me. Keegan, the senior, he's the designated hitter tonight. He is DHing for the pitcher, Anthony Cofone. He's going to be hitting from the right side. Four hits in that second inning of work for the Clippers, and now they got to go back to the defensive side of the ball. Keegan waits on the first pitch, strike. Keegan was big in game two. He got the earned run in the second game versus Moses Brown, which was a 2-0 victory. He led off the inning with a double and then was singled in by John Willett. Big swing and miss from Keegan. Now we move to 1-2. Keegan pops this one up over to the right side. The first baseman going over, he can't make the catch. That one bounced out of play. First baseman DeMonte could not get to it. Solid defensively are the Clippers. O'Neal delivers, swing and a miss from Keegan, and he goes down. First strikeout for O'Neal, and now that'll bring up Elijah Brown, the left-handed second baseman. The Hawks would like to respond this inning to put some pressure on the Clippers as a Brown showed a bunt. That caught the attention of the third baseman, Tyler Calabro, who's got three RBIs on the night. Calabro in on the dirt a little bit. Brown sends this one into a center field, and a great diving catch. That's the center fielder, Nick Provost, as he makes the diving catch, and there's two down in the bottom of the second. Now here's Jason Como. We always talk about him before. Great hockey player, great defenseman. And he's done an acceptable job as the right fielder this year. Como takes strike one up high. O'Neal delivers a ball outside. Como right-handed, throws right, hits right. Where's the number four for the Hawks? Como this time takes strike one on the outside part of the plate, 2-1. Neal delivers a ball up in the air. That one could be trouble. It's tailing away, but caught by the right fielder, Chris Wright. So after two full, 3-0 Clippers.